The industry has become so complicated. The laws are changing at a rapid pace, and there's so much money going into lobbying from these large insurance companies like State Farm and Nationwide and all of them, that it's become increasingly more difficult for even the simplest case. So I think talking to an attorney is always a great first step.
Welcome to Crash Course, the guiding voice for those affected by life-altering accidents. I'm your co-host, Kara.
I'm your co-host, Amara.
And we're honored to be here with you on this crucial journey.
Each week, we're dedicated to supporting injured victims by sharing essential insights, practical advice, and reliable information to navigate the maze of recovery and insurance complexities.
Whether you're striving for peace of mind during the claims process or seeking ways to rebuild your life after an accident, this podcast is your beacon of guidance.
We're here to empower you with bite-sized tips and expert insights, free from any vested interests, ensuring you have the tools to navigate this challenging time.
So, if you're directly impacted by an injury, join us weekly as we unravel the complexities, offer clarity, and provide a supportive community.
Get ready to regain control and find your path forward with Crash Course.
Hi, friends. How's everyone doing? Welcome to our podcast. My name is Kara. I will be your co-host.
And I'm your other co-host, Amara.
And today we're going to bring you knowledge and information in regards to the
personal injury and work comp space. We're here today to educate, but this is not a sales pitch. We don't want you to pick up the phone and call us. We're here to just help give you tools in your tool belt to navigate what can be a very difficult and sometimes overwhelming situation.
Yes, I want to talk about a couple things, if that's okay, Amara.
Absolutely.
One thing is really, you know, what is our why? Why are we here today? I think one of the biggest things is, and you and I both agree on this, is just really fostering that transparency among the people who are injured out there, either at work, so you're hurt on the job, or you're on the road and you've gotten in a car accident and you kind of don't know where to go.
Absolutely.
So we want to give honest, we want to give genuine information out there to the people that are really affected.
Exactly.
We want to empower individuals to take a more proactive approach in their process. There is a process to work comp. There is a process to personal injury. We're going to get more into exactly what those two things are and talk about them and break it down for all of you guys. But I really do think it's so important to let you all know that this is a place where you guys can come and feel like you have the information that you need to be able to feel comfortable navigating your case.
Exactly. And we're trying to set up a system where you can find piecemeal topics pretty easily, because there's a lot of content out there, but it's not necessarily easy to locate an answer to a specific question that you might have. So we're going to be dividing up our topics into pretty specific subsets so that you can easily search through our platform to find a quick, simple response to your specific situation or issue.
Yeah, just like Amara said, I mean, there's a lot of places you can go out there that are doing similar things or giving you little snippets of information. But really, we want to have you come to a one-stop, one-place platform that's going to be able to organize it in a way where it's kind of a catalog of content. So we hope you'll find that really useful and helpful in your process here.
Yeah. And with that being said, we're also open and excited to hear from you as to what additional topics you might have questions that you want us to address for you. So please do leave us any comments or contact us with that and with those questions so we can design a future podcast to address those.
Yes. Let's introduce ourselves, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, awesome. So as I said, I'm Kara. I'm your co-host. And I'm really excited to be here. And I wanted to first kind of let you know about my journey. I've been in this industry since 2014, so about 10 years. And I've been really dedicated to assisting individuals who are hurt on the job and are in car accidents. And over the time, I've been able to capture a huge, diverse wealth of knowledge in the 10 years that I've been in this industry. And I'm so eager now to really share directly with those who are impacted out there in these incidents. So my focus has always been really on the patient, but I've been out there advocating for doctors and attorneys. So I've been in those networks, and I'm really excited to finally embark on a new journey with the person affected, the person is injured out there on the field.
Exactly. And that's how we came to know each other, is through your work in the field. And then I've been practicing law now for 10 years exclusively in the field of personal injury in Arizona. My background is kind of nerdy. So I went to a few colleges. I started at University of Southern California for my bachelor's, got a degree in film production and history, went on to study at London School of Economics for a year, doing law and history, figuring out that I really did want to do this legal thing. And then I went to Arizona State University, Sandra Day O'Connor College of Law, for my JD. And since then, I've been practicing in Arizona. I'm also licensed in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, but I do only do personal injury law through my boutique firm, Amara and Associates now. And I'm excited to share my knowledge and piggyback on Kara's knowledge with everybody.
Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Thank you.
I'm really excited about sharing our information, sharing our knowledge, sharing everything we've learned over the past, you know, over a decade of
20 years combined experience.
Yes.
Wild.
So it's exciting. And we really want to hopefully simplify this for all of you out there to make it a little bit easier. Like I said, I really would love for more of you to take a proactive approach in the process. But we want to cover a couple topics today, and I think we can maybe jump right in. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And for everyone out there, just so you know, it is an overwhelming process. It is okay to feel overwhelmed. This is what we're here for, is to help you. So don't feel like you're the only one. I deal with people every day who are incredibly overwhelmed. And for me, it's something that I do every day, so it's not overwhelming. And I'm here to try to educate and take some of that stress off of everyone's plate.
Yes, we would be happy to be a trusted source and somebody that you can come to, somebody that you can feel comfortable listening to and gaining understanding from. So please use us as a resource. If you have any questions, that's our goal here.
Exactly. Let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's jump in. So one of our biggest questions in the industry is, I've been in an accident. Now, what do I do? I'm going to start with work comp, workers' compensation. So if you're working in the field, let's say scenario, you're a construction worker and you've fallen off a ladder and you broke your collarbone. You get up, you're doing all right, but you're in a lot of pain. What do you do? So Mara, what would you advise?
So step one is I would report to a supervisor, let them know, look, I'm in, this happened, get it documented quickly so that your work is aware. Your work will probably, since you're not bleeding out and you're able to ambulate, will probably send you to one of their workers' compensation approved doctors, and they will get you in immediately. And if for some reason this happens after hours, they'll send you to the emergency room.
Yeah, a lot of times I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that a lot of times they'll send you to HR, depending on how big your company is, and really work with you through the workers' comp process, that using that direction. Also, they're going to have to make a determination whether or not this happened at work sometimes, depending on what kind of injury it was. Mm-hmm. And that'll all go through the workers' compensation board. That's an agency with every state that approves or denies, depending on what your situation is. So
exactly. Yeah. And it's important that you do reach out to an attorney sometimes to determine whether or not you are eligible for workers' compensation benefits. I have seen it many times where, especially with smaller employers, you know, you have a personal relationship with your boss and you don't want to have their workers' compensation insurance rates go up. And so sometimes they'll pressure employees not to open the claim and just use health insurance or something like that. So it's important that you protect yourself and look out for yourself and reach out to an attorney who can advise on the pros and cons of that approach, because you are entitled to benefits through workers' compensation coverage, regardless of whether your employer prefers you utilize it or not. If you are a normal W-2 employee, 1099s are a different situation.
Yeah. And that's a great point. I mean, we are going to talk with you guys. Why should you hire an attorney and when should you and all of that next? But that's, you know, work comp. And let me give you a scenario then maybe for a car accident.
Exactly.
So you're on the road and somebody rear ends you and you get out of the car, you exchange insurance information. What do we do next? What do we do as far as our injury goes?
So obviously step one is triaging your level of injury. If you are mostly okay, you're just having some stiffness, which is completely normal, get checked out, because I cannot tell you how many times I've seen it where you think you're fine. You go home, you maybe take an ibuprofen, you go to bed, you wake up in excruciating pain the next day. And sometimes those injuries can be much more severe than initially lets on, because we have this initial adrenaline rush going through us when we're in a traumatic situation like a car accident. So when you're injured, even if you're doubting whether or not you're that injured, get checked out. Urgent care, emergency room, or if you're lucky and you have a primary care doctor who can get you in same day, great. Do that. Your health is number one. We have this one body and this one life. We need to protect it. And so that's always my advice to every client. Get checked out.
So for any accident, I would go and get checked out?
Yeah, that would be always. Because you never know the extent of your injuries. And it's better to have that reassurance that you're okay. And a lot of times these injuries are invisible injuries is what they're called. Mm-hmm. So they're soft tissue. They're in just your musculature, but that can lead to long-term issues like impingement of nerves and lack of range of motion, which can have longer-term impacts on your health, on your day-to-day activities. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other invisible injuries of emotional effects of PTSD from being rear-ended, constant fear while you're driving, or concussions. Your brain gets knocked around and jostled. It doesn't take a whole lot to get a concussion. And we have a much better understanding of that now.
Yeah. So Amara, if I get hurt in the car accident, right, you're saying go to seek help, right? Yeah. Medical attention right away.
Yes.
So if I go to a doctor and I don't have my insurance yet, or do I have my insurance? What does that look like? What do I tell the doctor, you know, when they ask me for payment?
Yeah. Great question, Kara. And it varies state by state, but specifically in Arizona, if you're in an accident, most doctors will treat on what's called an accident lien. So there's no out-of-pocket expense to you for going in for that care. And the lien attaches purely to the future settlement proceeds, not to you as an individual or any of your personal property. And so you can treat on a lien, you can treat as a cash pay patient if you prefer, or you can go through your health insurance. It just depends on your doctor and what you're comfortable with financially and if your doctor's in network or not.
Awesome. So really what you're saying is show up, let them know you got in an accident. They won't require insurance.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Well, should we head on right into our next topic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's tackle it.
Why should I hire an attorney, or should I hire an attorney? And this is one of the biggest questions out there as well. People don't understand why. Is there some financial cost that's going to be involved? Is it going to take too much time away from work? Maybe you're already not able to go to work. What are the reasons we would hire an attorney?
Yeah.
And do we hire an attorney every single time? Do we want to look for that? How do we find good attorneys? So let's just start with,
should you hire an attorney?
Yeah.
That's a great question. And ultimately, the answer is it depends. So I would say the industry has become so complicated. The laws are changing at a rapid pace, and there's so much money going into lobbying from these large insurance companies like State Farm and Nationwide and all of them, that it's become increasingly more difficult for even the simplest case, quote unquote, simple case. So I think talking to an attorney is always a great first step. Most personal injury and work comp attorneys will do an initial consult for free. So there's no harm. There's only potentially a foul for not reaching out. Talking to an attorney does not mean that you have retained that attorney. It's a free consultation. We do not represent you until you sign our documents. And we're required to have a signed representation agreement before we can start working on your case. So again, No risk to talking.
Yeah, I really love that because I feel like a lot of people out there don't understand that that piece is free. You know, just going and getting a consultation can be free to you. So when you say attorney, you think thousands of dollars. At least that's what I think personally. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people are too fearful to even approach the situation about getting an attorney, and they would just rather run away from it completely. Yeah. But you're saying, you know, there are huge benefits to be able to even just kind of address what your scenario is, what your situation is, and then be able to let the professional, let the qualified attorney address what it is that
exactly
they can help you with.
And when you're having that initial consultation, the attorney should not be making you promises on what you're going to get out of it. No one knows at the start what a case is worth because of the many factors involved that we'll address in a later episode about what factors go into the compensation of the claim. Your initial consultation, you should feel confident in what the attorney is telling you. You should feel like you have a rapport, that you can trust them, and that they're going to be honest and open with you.
So I have a question. So for work comp, should you always hire an attorney there too?
I would say yes. In my experience, you should at least consult with an attorney. So at the end of the day, you don't know what you don't know. And we have to go to school for a very long time for a reason. And it's because lawyers are privy at this point to a lot of information that the general public doesn't typically come into contact with. And the longer you practice, the more you realize you don't, there's a lot of things out there that you don't know as a layperson until you, you know, have to run up face first into it. And it can be a minefield to navigate. So one of the things you mentioned earlier, Kara, is the industrial commissions of every state for workers' compensation. They're overseeing every workers' compensation claim. Mm-hmm. It's a board. It's a scary process. It's in a courtroom. And if you don't have an attorney helping you navigate that, you can get lost pretty easily in the shuffle.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so as an attorney, have you ever turned down a client? And if so, why? And do we still turn down a client now in this, you know, post-COVID era where things have been a lot more, I don't know. There's a lot more nuances to this industry since COVID, and car accidents are just different, right?
It is a different post-COVID world and for everyone in every way, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So yes, 10 years ago when I first started doing personal injury, if a client called me up and said, or a potential client called and said that, you know, I've been rear-ended, the other driver's insurance has accepted responsibility, these are my incurred bills so far, I'm feeling pretty good, and this is the offer on the table, do you think you can add any value? I would say no. Or if it just was a pretty, you know, generous initial offer, because sometimes, a lot of times, especially these days, you know, you get in a car accident and sometimes they'll offer you cash deposited today. And if it's a lot of money up front, and by a lot, I mean like in the $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 range on day one, and you're only having soft tissue pain and you're pretty healthy otherwise, then that would be a situation where you probably don't need me or someone like me. But in the post-COVID world, it's getting... So there's a lot of industry changes. Number one is, as we all know, a lot of people got laid off during COVID. And so a lot of those experienced insurance adjusters just aren't there anymore. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of untrained, inexperienced people working on commission who are incentivized to settle these cases as quick as possible to meet a quota to make more money in their own pocket. They don't care about your injuries. They care about getting a release back and depositing that money into your account. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of pressure early on now to settle your case for maybe $2,500 in pocket. And that can sound really great that first day, because again, we've got that adrenaline rush and they know that. And then in 2 days, you're feeling a lot of pain and you're realizing your medical bills are going to vastly exceed $2,500.
Yeah. So it sounds like number one rule is if somebody's offering, your insurance company is offering you money, pause, hire an attorney, maybe not hire, but at least get the consult with the attorney and then potentially go from there, because Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
that would be my advice to everybody is, again, it's free. It doesn't hurt. You're going to talk to somebody who knows the minefield that you're trying to navigate on your own. And if it's a good attorney and they're reputable and you feel confident with them and they're telling you that they can't do any better for you, which as a caveat, it is our ethical obligation to benefit the client. If we can't add value, we're not ethically supposed to even take a fee. So that's something a lot of attorneys don't necessarily want you to know and aren't upfront about. But the reality is we owe you the obligation, not that you owe us.
Mm-hmm. How do we find attorneys, Amara? Do we go driving down the highway and we see a billboard and there's a face on there and it says something law? Do we just call one of those? Like, how do you advise?
You absolutely can do that.
Yes, you can.
As a boutique small firm, my experience with the bigger firms is that they are very good at certain types of cases, but they're a volume firm. So they're not necessarily going to know your name when you call. They're not going to remember your case specific facts. Again, it comes down to trust and comfort. So when you call in my opinion, you should be talking to an attorney when you're doing an intake. You should be having an attorney issue spot on your case to understand and identify what your concerns and your unique facts of your case are.
Yeah. And I think referrals are really, really useful as well. And I think it's really important to maybe get a second opinion. So don't always maybe trust the first attorney you talk to.
Yeah.
Go and explore, you know, and
friends and family are great. If you have a trusted physician that you've been going to for years, see if there's an attorney that they've had patients go to before where their patients have been satisfied and felt heard. The number one thing I hear from clients who have been with other firms in the past is that they don't feel heard.
Yeah. So Amara, when you sit down in the consultation with your attorney, what are a couple red flags and maybe a couple green flags to look for when you're sitting down and having that chit-chat with them?
Yeah, great question. I would say a couple red flags would be if you're feeling pressured in any way. Also, if monetary promises are being made. Again, it's just not something anyone can guarantee. Mm-hmm. I think green flags should be if you're able to get your story out there, if they're answering your questions in a way that is making sense to you and not just throwing big legal words in your face to try to overwhelm you. And also that there's just transparency in the process so that they're explaining what the expectations and the steps are in the process for you.
Yeah, great. I think overall, there's multiple ways to find an attorney.
Absolutely.
You know, you can research online, you can use social media, you can use billboards, you can use family and friend referrals, but ultimately it's who you feel you are resonating with and who you feel comfortable with. So listen to those green flags and hopefully, you know, you can find someone that you really trust and like. So yes, I'd love to talk about, personal injury a little bit more and kind of what the benefits are. And I've kind of called out personal injury a lot, and I don't know if I've really explained what that is to some people. They might not understand. Personal injury is a part of the premium for your auto policy that you pay every month. So it's one of the pieces of your insurance.
Yeah, it's an insurance benefit designed to cover both bodily injuries and property damage. All under the umbrella of a personal injury claim, which can be for an auto accident, a slip and fall, a hybrid auto accident workers' compensation claim.
All right. So what's covered under a personal injury claim? Okay. So we got property damage you mentioned, medical care. Mm-hmm. So anything in regards to your medical journey, it'll be covered under your personal injury for the most part.
Yes.
We'll talk more about that. Loss of wages. So if there's any wages losses, that's potential payment to you. Pain and suffering even we have.
And then loss of consortium, which is a legalese phrase, which is, it's pretty rare that it's claimed except in very serious injuries, but it's basically the loss of the relationship between spouses.
Yeah. And also your policy can continue on. for any future care that might come up later too.
So absolutely.
We'll get into that. All right. Awesome. And then what about work comp? So work comp covered. Also your medical needs. So any medical treatment, any payment for reasonable and necessary medical needs that you have. Also loss of wages potentially. How often are you paid? That comes up quite a bit.
Yes. It can vary, usually weekly though. Yeah. Yep.
And then any temporary or permanent disability benefits as well. So that would be covered, something covered under work comp.
Not everything is going to be compensated within that, but those are the potential avenues of compensation that an attorney can help you navigate and help maximize your recovery for.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm really excited that we're doing this and that we're able to hopefully help many, many of you out there. Thank you, friends, for joining us on this week's podcast. We hope that you will tune in and join us next week on the Crash Course podcast.
Thanks, Amara. Thank you.
It's been so much fun.
Thank you, Kara.
We'll see you again next week.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Crash Course Podcast.
We hope you found it both insightful and empowering.
If you found value in today's episode, we'd greatly appreciate your support.
Please subscribe to our podcast and share your thoughts by leaving a review on your preferred platform.
Your feedback is invaluable in helping others discover the guidance we offer.
Don't miss out on updates and exclusive content. Follow us on Instagram and YouTube at Crash Course to stay connected with upcoming episodes and behind-the-scenes insights.
Your presence in our podcast community means everything. Until next time, remember, stay resilient,
keep learning, and keep moving forward.